大家同心低头默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名开始早祷会。
The name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning prayer.
唱诗338首。
Let us sing hymn 338. Youth here.
啊，感谢主带领我们一个晚上又平安的过去。
Praise and thank God that we have peacefully passed through one night.
每天早上起来，我们都要感谢神。
And every morning when we wake up, we need to give thanks.
尤其是如果你能够晚上睡在教会，在教会当中过一个晚上，早上醒来还在教会，还活着，也要感谢神。
Especially as we are sleeping here at church, and in the morning we wake up and we are here at church.
不晓得你们有没有这种感觉？
I don't know if we have this type of feeling.
在教会参加活动，在教会过夜，感觉跟神特别亲近。
That when we are able to have seminar at church, or we are able to feel even closer to God.
虽然这里没有你家里那么舒服。
Even though this is not as comfortable as when we are at home.
你很可能想念你的床。
And we may want to sleep in our own bed.
但是在这里确实跟神比较靠近。
But it's here we are closer to God.
因为有神的爱在我们中间。
And it is because we have the love of God among us.
有一次我们在南加州这里早上起来听到小鸟的叫声。
And one time we were in here, and we could hear the birds chirping in the morning.
如果你是从亚洲来的话，你会感觉这里的空气真的是不一样。
And we are from East Asia, we'll feel that all the air here is very different.
所以我们能够来这边是有福气的。
And so to be able to be here is a blessing.
那我早上要跟大家一起来早祷会的题目是时代的青年。
And so this morning I would like to study
the youth in the generation.
The youth in this generation.
神呢，在不同的时代兴起他的工人。
And in different generations, God will raise up His worker.
当他们被神拣选的时候
，And when they are chosen by God,
很多他们都是年轻人。
Many of them are youth.
虽然年轻人有很多的缺点。
And even though these youth, they may have many weaknesses.
有很多不成熟的地方。
And many immature points.
但是神呢，也特别喜欢。培养还有塑造年轻人。
But God truly likes to raise up the youth.
To shape the youth.
And shape them.
因为青年人比较容易被改变，被塑造。
And because youth are more easily to be molded.
然后把它变成为神要用的样子跟特色。
And to be shaped into a person that God can use.
那早上呢，我们来讲一个苦难的年代，一个年轻人。
So today I would like to talk about
a generation of suffering.
Generation of suffering.
就是摩西他出生是苦难的年代。
And so for Moses, in his generation, it was a generation of suffering.
虽然他自己本身成长的过程当中没有受很多的苦。
And even though in his own how he grew up, he did not suffer.
他在皇宫里面长大。
Because he grew up in the palace.
但是在王宫的外面的以色列百姓就受了很大的苦。
But all the people outside of the palace, they were greatly suffering.
通常我们讲摩西都会讲到他是代表律法时代。
And so for Moses, we always say that he represents the law.
但其实，在他成长的过程当中，是希伯来人被法老王压迫的时代。
And but actually, for his generation, he is when the Israelites were oppressed by Pharaoh.
那我们来看看他的成长的背景，我们都很熟悉。
And so let us look at his how he grew up.
我们看出埃及记。
Let us look at Exodus.
第二章。
Exodus chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
出埃及记第二章第十节。
Exodus chapter 2, verse 10.
孩子渐长，妇人把他带到法老的女儿那里。就做了他的儿子，他给孩子起名叫摩西，意思说因我把他从水里拉上来。
Verse 10, and the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So she called his name Moses, saying, Because I drew him out of the water.
摩西出生在一个法老王压迫以色列人的年代。
And so Moses was born in a generation where his people were oppressed by Pharaoh.
法老王下命令，只要是希伯来人女人所生的男生，都要全部杀死。
And so Pharaoh sent a command that all of the sons that were born to Hebrew women, they would be killed.
女生可以留下来。
They would leave the daughters.
为了要灭绝希伯来人的种。
And in order to destroy the seed of the Israelites,
让他们被同化，
so that they can become assimilated.
因为如果以后没有男生了，那希伯来女人呢就嫁给埃及人了。
Because later on, when there are no males, then all of the females would marry Egyptians.
那生出来的呢，就要变成埃及人。
And all the people that are born to them would become Egyptians.
所以法老王他很鬼，很狡猾，也很聪明。
And so we can see Pharaoh was very cunning and very intelligent.
他只需要啊，要改变以色列人呢、啊，就一代就可以了，还有只针对男生就可以了。
And so in order to change Israelites, it only takes one generation.
啊，那魔鬼，今天我们知道法老预表属灵的魔鬼啊。
And so we know Pharaoh symbolizes Satan.
魔鬼也很厉，很狡猾。
And Satan is also very cunning.
他要知道要破坏真教会，也不用杀每一个人。
And he also knows that to destroy the true church, he doesn't have to destroy every person.
他要消灭下一代都可以了。
He just has to destroy the next generation.
那他也不用杀下一代的每一个人。
And he doesn't have to destroy every person in the next generation.
他把年轻的弟兄杀死就可以了。
He can just kill all of the young brothers.
啊，怎么杀呢？
How do they kill him?
啊，让年轻人啊，尤其是男生啊，贪爱世界。
And so, how does he kill? Oh, it's to
spiritually
lust.
Kill.
How do you spiritually kill them?
或者是让男生呢沉迷网络的这个世界。
And is to become have them be addicted into the world and the internet.
或者是让我们的弟兄呢很喜欢外邦的女生去娶外邦姐妹。
Or to have them want to take Gentile women as their wives.
啊，那这一代哎，弟兄都不见了，那剩下的就没几个人。
And in this generation, then there are not many brothers left.
啊、就被同化了，剩下的就被同化了。
And so the rest of the people will become assimilated.
所以我们教会里面当年轻弟兄要特别小心，魔鬼特别喜欢你们。
And so if all the youth, males in the church have to be especially careful.
不是真的喜欢你们，而是喜欢属灵上杀死你们。
And it's not that Satan really likes you, but that he likes to kill you spiritually.
但是希伯来人的很多的母亲呢、啊，都很有信心。
We can see the Hebrew women, the mothers have great faith.
啊，包括摩西的妈妈。
And including Moses' mother.
虽然王有命令，所有的 baby 男生要杀掉。
So even though Pharaoh had commanded that all of the male babies have to be killed.
但是呢，他不听王的命令。
But they did not listen to the Pharaoh's command.
啊，在暗中啊，要把摩西藏起来。
And she hid Moses.
但是藏不了几个月，孩子越大就会越哭了。
And so she hid him, and for only a couple months, because as the child grew older, she cried. She can no longer hide him.
后来再没有办法。
And so she had no other choice.
就造了一个箱子。
But to make a
用芦苇啊做一个箱子。
And to make a ark of bulrushes for him.
啊，然后把它放在河里面。
And to put it in the river's bank.
啊，派他的姐姐。
And sent his sister.
啊，在远远的看着，到底这个孩子。会以后会怎么样的一个前途
？And to look to see what would be the fate of this child.
啊，这个故事我们都很知道了。
And so this story is one that we are all very familiar with.
竟然碰到法老的女儿在洗澡。
And it's at this time that the daughter of Pharaoh was bathing.
哇，她看到这个 baby.
And she saw this baby.
哇，很可爱。
And it's very cute.
因为 baby 上面都没有写什么名字。
And so the baby did not have any name.
啊，她一开始不晓得。是什么？是谁家的孩子
？And so in the beginning, she didn't know whose child this was.
只是大概从她的穿着，或者是这个，啊，或者是里面有一些特色，看得出来是希伯来人的孩子。
And just looking maybe from his clothing, she could tell that this is one of the Hebrew babies.
哇，这个时候机会就来了。
And so the opportunity came.
啊，那之后的故事我们都知道。
And so we knew the story that follows.
法老的女儿就委托摩西的亲生的母亲来养他。
And so Pharaoh's daughter invited Moses' mother to nurse him.
但是这个孩子需要名字。
And however, this child needed a name.
啊，那这个名字呢，叫什么呢
？And what was his the name?
我们都知道他叫摩西。
And we know his name is Moses.
但是摩西这个名字不是摩西的妈妈本身改的。
And his name, however, was not one that was changed by Moses' mother.
这个名字呢，是法老的女儿改的。
But this is a name that was changed by Pharaoh's daughter.
啊，很特别哦。
So it's very special.
啊，为什么叫他摩西呢
？Why is his name Moses?
他说：“因为啊，是我从水里把他拉上来的。
”And it's saying because I drew him out of the water.
摩西这个字音呢，很接近以前他那么的语言说拉上来的意思。
And so for Moses, his name sounds very similar to a word that means drawing out of the water.
每天就叫这个小孩拉上来，拉上来。
And every day, calling this child, draw out, draw out.
那摩西从小就被叫哦，拉上来，过来哦，那就过去了。
And so then Moses, when he was little, he will be called draw out, and then he will come.
所以这个名字很特别。
And so this name is very special.
是告诉他说他曾经被拉上来。
And so this is a reminder that he has once been drawn out of the water.
表面上呢, 是法老的女儿把他拉上来。
And so even though physically it seems like it's Pharaoh's daughter that had drawn him out of the water.
其实呢, 是神把摩西从水里面拉上来。
But actually it was God who was the one that had drawn him out of the water.
那么如果没有神的安排, 法老的女儿怎么会在那个时候去那边洗澡呢?
And because with God's guidance, why would Pharaoh's daughter be there at that time to bathe?
没有法老的女儿在那边洗澡, 看见她,
and without Pharaoh's daughter being there to see him,
那肯定摩西啊, 可能就被鳄鱼吃掉,
then Moses may have been eaten by the crocodiles.
因为听说这个尼诺河啊, 很多鳄鱼,
because we know in the Nile River, there are many crocodiles.
那这条河那么长, 那么大, 就是偏偏在同一个时间, 同一个点, 被那个
And this river is so long and wide, and it's at this specific point that where Pharaoh's daughter is that she saw him. And so actually, it was God who drew Moses out of the water. And so this is the prefiguration.
其实神要所用的人,所拣选的人,
because of the people that God wants to use and choose.
神要先把他从水里面拉上来。
And God will draw them out of the water.
这个水啊, 可以预表说各种的考验或是苦难。
And so this water can represent tests from God, or tribulation,
或是从罪恶,
or to be from sin.
我们来看这个诗篇18篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 18.
诗篇第18篇。
Psalm chapter 18.
16节。
Verse 16.
诗篇18篇第16节 他从高天伸手抓住我 把我从大水中拉上来
16 He sent from above, he took me. He drew me out of many waters.
这也是大卫的诗
And this is a psalm of David.
他说如果你看这个标题 是大卫形容神救他脱离敌人还有扫罗的手
And if we look at the substrate, it tells us that this is when David wrote it, when the Lord delivered him from the hand of his enemies.
所以他说神啊, 从高天伸手, 哇, 一手把我拉上来。
And so David writes that God sent from his hand from above to save him.
弟兄姐妹, 你有没有被人啊, 从水里面拉上来的经验呢?
And brothers and sisters, have you had the experience of being drawn out of the water?
我记得我小时候, 啊, 跟教会的宗教作业老师去 游泳.
I remember when I was younger, I went to swimming with my RE teachers.
那时候我不是很会游, 但是觉得自己会。
At the time, I was not a very good swimmer, but I thought I was.
在游泳池中间找到一个地方, 想说, 诶, 这里比较没有人, 我就跳下去。
And so I thought a place that had no one in the pool, and so I jumped in.
结果一跳下去, 踩到底下, 但是呢, 头也被水盖住了。
And so I jumped and I touched the bottom, but my head was covered.
哇，我一直用脚尖顶下来，想要呼吸。
And then I tried to push myself off from the ground to breathe.
弄了好几次之后呢，就发觉就 panic， 就紧张了。
And so after I tried a couple times, I started to panic.
哇，觉得自己这样子可能会淹死。
And then I felt that I was going to drown.
哇，这个时候呢，啊，教会的宗教有一个宗教教老师都看见。
And so it's at this point in time that an RE teacher saw.
哇，那游过来。
And they swam over.
把我拉起来,
and pulled me out.
把我弄到那个游泳池的旁边,
and brought me to the side of the pool.
哇，想说, 我真的是很感谢神。
And so I really thank God.
在你沉下去的时候, 在你被水围着的时候, 有人拉你一把。
And when you're sinking and when you're drowning, and somebody is able to draw you up.
圣经也是这样形容我们自己的。 一辈子的生活
And the Bible also describes it, our lives in this way
有时候我们沉下去
Sometimes when we are sinking
有时候我们好像被大水包围
Then when we have been surrounded by waters
这个水啊 可能是生活当中的考验
And these waters may represent the tests
啊,
in our life
来这边 IYF之前啊 可能你有自己的生活
Maybe before coming to IYF we had our own lives
可能工作压力很大
Maybe we had great pressure from our work
可能家里 有一些问题,
Maybe we have problems in our family.
或者自己有一些挣扎,
or internally we have struggles.
有一些软弱,
and weaknesses.
有一些不好的习惯, 但是好像改不掉,
or bad habits that we are unable to change.
有些的心情呢, 很低落,
or we feel very have a low self-esteem.
每个人都有大水,
Everyone has many waters.
这个大水啊, 可能每个人是不一样的东西。
And these great waters may be different for different people.
你想想你来这边之前啊, 最近被什么东西包围了。
And we think about, well, before we came, what have we been surrounded by?
但是神很爱摩西。
But we can see God truly loved Moses.
安排他从小就被 透过神的安排被从水里面拉上来。
Now you can see that ever since he was young, he was drawn out of the water.
那我们今天我们的灵修也是要这样祷告。
And today our own spiritual cultivation is we have to pray in the same way.
我们跪下来的时候，要求主耶稣把我们拉上来。
And when we kneel down and ask God, we need to ask God.
像刚刚我们所唱的338首。
I'm to draw us out and the hymn that we just sang, 338.
里面是说，当我们沉下去了。
And it tells us that as we are sinking,
好像在那个 sinking sand, 这是一个 浮沙里面，有些沙是会吸你下去的，你上不来的时候怎么办呢？
And in the sinking sand that we're unable to escape from,
这个时候他的 loving hand, 他慈爱的手要伸手把我们抓起来。
And it is at this time that his loving hand comes and lifts us up.
所以我们祷告要常常在心中画一幅图画，我是在沉下去，但是主啊，你的手要来拉我。
So in our prayers, we need to have this image of us sinking, and God's hand is here to lift us up.
你不要一直让自己下去。
We shouldn't let ourselves continue to sink down.
你不要觉得说，哎呀，我是没有办法改变的。
And we shouldn't think that oh, we are. It is impossible for us to change.
我自己是这样呀，这个样子。
That I think, oh, we are just like this.
我的家庭是这个样子。
Or that my family is just like this.
我这样子都那么久了。
Or I've been like this for so long.
大概不能改变。
I'm unable to change.
你不要这样想。
We shouldn't think like this.
如果你不想改变，或是不愿意改变，你就永远会下去。
If we don't want to change, or we are think that we're unable to change, then we'll be
forever
like this.
可能是罪恶的世界，把你吸下去了。
And this water might be like the sinful world, and it is sinking us.
可能是你外面朋友的影响。
Maybe the influence of our friends outside.
你要祷告主啊，你拉我，你的手拉我上来。
And we need to pray to God to ask God to lift us up.
这个水可能是你最近遇到的考验。
And this sinking sand might be a test that we are having been encountering.
最近压力很大。
Our pressure that we've encountered recently.
你快受不了了。
And that it's almost unbearable.
你要求主的手伸出来拉你上来。
And so we need to ask God's hand to come and lift us up.
所以我们要这样的祷告。
So we need to pray in this way.
神所用的人，他一定会把他拉上来。
And so because the people that God uses, God will for sure lift them up.
记不记得彼得他走在海面上的时候？
Do you remember when Peter was walking on the sand?
On
the water.
因为他有信心看着主耶稣，所以主耶稣说：“你走过来。”他就走在海面上。
And because he had the faith, and so he was able to walk on water.
但是当他失去信心的时候，
But when he lost faith,
他就开始沉下去。
He began to sink.
但是在他需要的时候，大声喊叫一声。
And so, however, in his time of need, he cried out to Jesus.
主啊，救我！
Saying, Jesus Christ, save me.
主的手要出现了。
And though the hand of Christ appeared,
把他拉到船上，
and he lifted him up to the boat.
所以我们未来这几天在教会，还有整个礼拜的这个行程，我们要很多时间，其实也可以在会堂祷告。
And so in this time, in the next couple of days, and we have the opportunity to come into the chapel to pray.
我们有很多时间团契。
And we have the time to be able to fellowship with one another.
你可以找时间自己早点在会堂祷告。
And we can find time to come earlier into the chapel to pray.
或是你有比较好的朋友，可以为一些事情一起来帮你祷告。
Or if you have good friends, that you can invite them to come and pray with you.
你要求主耶稣把你拉上来。
So we can ask Christ to lift us up.
不要沉下去。
So that we do not sink.
那当我们被拉上来之后呢？
So after we have been lifted up.
神就会用我们呢，把别人也拉起来。
God can use us to lift other people up.
主耶稣来到世上，就是要把我们拉上来。
When Jesus Christ is on this earth, it is to lift us up.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
21节。
Verse 21.
马太福音一章二十一节
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21
他将要生一个儿子你要起名给他起名叫耶稣因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来
21 and she'll bring forth a son and you shall call his name Jesus for he will save his people from their sins
主耶稣为什么来到这个世界
and so why did Jesus Christ come into this world
因为主耶稣要把我们拉起来
and it's because he has come to lift us up
所以我们有软弱的时候一定要靠主耶稣
And so in our time of weakness we can rely on Jesus Christ
那当我们被拉起来的时候
And so when we have been lifted up
我们就要开始要看看身边的人需不需要我们拉一把了
And we need to look around and see if the people next to us need us to help lift, We need to lift them up
走天国道路不是一个人走的
Because to walk on this heavenly path is not just for one person
没有人可以自己一个靠自己的力量走完这条天国的道路。
No one is able to finish walking on this heavenly path on their own.
虽然我们都是说主会同在，主会帮助。
Even though we know that God will abide and God will be with us.
但是请问主怎么帮助呢？
But how does God help us?
主不会在你身边显现给你看。
God will not appear beside you.
当然，有时候除非你看到异象。
Unless you see a vision.
但是异象也不是天天见啊，一辈子能够看一两次就不错了。
And so even visions, however, is not every day.
我信那么久也没有看过一次。
I believe for so long, and I've never seen a vision.
那主怎么同在？你都看不见他，他怎么同在
？But so how does God abide, even though you're unable to see Him?
主怎么帮助你
？How can God help you?
怎么鼓励你
？How can He encourage you?
当然你要透过读圣经。
And it is through Bible reading.
当然也要透过祷告。
And through prayer.
但是很多时候啊，是主透过你身边的人去把他把你拉上来。
And many times it's through the people besides us that God uses to lift us up.
主透过别人的嘴巴告诉你一些本来你知道但是又忘记的道理。
And maybe God will use the people, mouths of the people next to you to tell you the things that, to remind you the things that you have forgotten.
主会派一些人在你低沉的时候、软弱的时候来鼓励你。
And God will send people to encourage you in your time of weakness.
在你口渴的时候。给你一杯凉水
and that in your time of thirstiness to give you a cold cup of water
给你一句话
or a word
一句话有时候就可以把你拉上来了
and sometimes it is a word that is able to lift a person
我还记得在侍奉的当中有时候会灰心
and so in my own servitude sometimes I will become discouraged
有时候觉得很软弱
and I feel very weak
这个时候同工之间呢我们就会泡茶聊天我们是比较老人泡茶你们不泡茶知道你们喝 Starbucks
And in this time, this is when old people will drink tea, and the young people will drink Starbucks.
我也可以喝 Starbucks， 你请我，我一定喝。
I can also drink Starbucks if you invite me to drink Starbucks.
只要你请客的话，
As long as you pay for me.
所以就我们同工就泡茶聊天啊。
And so as coworkers, then we'll drink tea and discuss.
有时候把这个自己的软弱啊，自己的遇到的困难啊讲出来啊。
And then we'll share our weaknesses and the difficulties that we encounter.
同工就会鼓励。
And so as coworkers, we can encourage one another.
哎呀，你这真的很辛苦啊。
Say all that, oh, you are working very hard.
哎呀，主耶稣真的是给你考验。
And this is a test from God.
但是呢，哎，我以前也碰到什么什么的事情。
And so, but in my own experience, I've also experienced something similar.
我碰到的比你还糟糕啊。
And what I've experienced even worse than what you have.
哎呀，我是怎么度过的
？And how did I work through it?
他们就会跟我们分享。
And then this is sharing that.
有时候啊，听到别人说一句话说。好了，我也帮不了你什么，但是我帮你祷告吧。
And sometimes people say that, oh, I cannot help you, but I can pray for you.
有时候呢，他一些意见说其实你可以考虑是不是能够这样做。
And so sometimes people can think, oh, maybe give suggestions, oh, you can do this or this.
那所以有时候跟人家谈完之后心情就好像起来一点了。
And sometimes after just sharing with another person, then our spirits can be lifted.
所以主当然是会与我们同在。
Of course, so God is with us.
但是他常常是透过别人把我们拉一把。
However, he oftentimes will use the people around us to lift us up.
所以我们自己，当我们已经被主感觉到主的手已经把我们拉起来的时候
，And so when we experience that God has lifted us up,
所以我们就要去看身边的人需不需要我们去把他拉起来。
We need to also look around and see if there's people around us that needs to be lifted up.
有位姐妹，她是做这个宗教教育老师。
And so there was a sister that was an RE teacher.
她其实自己工作都很忙碌。
And actually, she was very busy with her work.
她有家庭。
She has a family.
但是她观察她的学生，教会的教育，宗教教育的学生。
And but she really cared for her RE students.
看到有一个新移民。
And she saw a newly immigrant.
英文也讲得不好。
She couldn't, they couldn't speak English well.
家庭有很多的问题。
And they had a lot of family problems.
本来刚来到加拿大的时候呢，很开心，后来呢就越来越低落了，越来越不开心了。
And so when they first immigrated to Canada, they were very joyful. But more and more they became unhappy.
因为学校跟不上。
Because they were unable to follow along in school.
又没有朋友。
And they did not have friends.
这位老师很有爱心。
And so this teacher had a lot of love.
他知道主耶稣要去叫他。去帮他拉上来。
And so she knew that Jesus Christ was calling her to lift this person up.
所以
她
就常常去他家访问。
And so she would often go to their house to
跟
他
聊天。
And to talk to them.
听听他讲他的心事。
And to listen to the things of their heart.
甚至陪他祷告。
And also to pray with them.
在抽时间呢帮他补习。
And also when she had time, she would tutor them.
都不收钱的。
Without taking any kind of compensation.
这样子慢慢的就把他拉起来。
And so slowly, they lifted her.
他学业比较跟得上了。
And the student was able to do well in school.
然后心情呢比较开朗。
And they were able to feel more relaxed.
所以为什么我们需要团契
？And so this is why we need fellowship.
团契就是互相的帮助。
Because fellowship is being able to help one another.
团契不是说聚完会了，我们年轻人去那里团契去 bubble tea， 我们去 bubble tea 团契。
And fellowship is not just going out and drinking bubble tea together.
当然要喝东西可以。
Of course, it is good to drink.
你喝东西的时候你谈什么？
Bubble tea, but what are you discussing?
有人说啊，我们团契去做什么？卡拉 OK。
And sometimes when we have fellowship, then we go karaoke.
你喜欢唱卡拉 OK， 没人阻止你，但是不要把它叫做团契。
And it's okay if you like to enjoy singing karaoke, but don't say that this is a fellowship.
有人说我唱赞美诗可不可以？
So some people say, what if we sing hymns? Is that okay?
你平常在家里唱什么都可以。
You can sing whatever you want in your home.
但是如果你要把它变成团契的话，你记得。这种是需要跟神连接上。
But in order for it to be a fellowship, you have to have communion with God.
然后呢，是互相的鼓励为一种原则。
And you have to encourage one another.
所以神透过安排的机会把摩西从水里面拉上来。
And so God used this appointed time to draw Moses out of the water.
后来他的一生呢，就被神所用。
And then his whole life was one that was used by the Lord.
他就带领百姓，把百姓呢从法老王的手中也拉出来。
And he was able to draw and save his people from the hand of Pharaoh.
当然，一切都是靠着神。
And of course, this is all through relying on God.
所以，主内的青年们呢，你们坐在这里，不要轻看你自己。
And so, brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon yourself.
你是被神拉出来的一代。
You are a generation that has been drawn out by the Lord.
你跟外面的没有信神的人是不一样的。
And you are different from the people from the world who do not have God.
你不要去羡慕别人。
You do not have to envy them.
今天很多年轻人呢，在教会第二代、第三代的，他们会这样讲。
And there are many youth who are second to third generation in church.
为什么我生在教会里面
？And they will say this. Why am I born in church?
我都没有玩过。
I've never been able to enjoy life.
你看某某某，他后来慕道六十岁才来信主的，以前都玩了一辈子，到最后才来教会，我都没有玩过。
And you can see that, this member who came to believe when they were 15, 60, they could have enjoyed their life fully before coming. I never was able to.
他不知道，其实他从小被主拣选的是最有福气的。
And they don't see that to be able to be chosen by the Lord from young is the most to be the most best.
没有迷失过。
Because they have never been lost.
因为主一早就从这里面把他拉上来了。
Because from very young, they have been drawn out.
所以你是很有福气的一代。
And this is a blessed generation.
主一次把我们拉出来，你就不要自己要把它跳回去，跳进去。
So God has already drawn us out. Let us not jump back into the water.
你跟别人是很不一样的。
We are different from the people of the world.
你是神的儿女。
We are a child of God.
所以我们先被神拉上来。
So we have been drawn out.
再来，我们要去拉别人到神的面前。
By the Lord, and we need to draw other people.
所以我们这次祷告里面特别想，主啊，最近我的大水是什么？
And so in our prayer, let us think about what are the great waters recently.
有什么试探？有什么软弱？
What are some temptations or what are some weaknesses?
有什么压力？
What are some pressures?
或是心情的低落？
Or some we make us have feel emotionally low.
尤其是大家很多都是已经工作的年轻人。
And especially since many of us are now working.
在读书的时候很热心，比较容易。
That it's easier for us to be very fervent when we are as a student.
因为除了考试之外就没有别的事了。
Because other than taking tests, there's no other matters.
出来社会就好像跳到一个大水池里面。
But once we are working in society, it seems like we have jumped into a great pool of water.
当初的这种对神的心热心还存不存在？
And the heart of fervor towards the Lord, do we still have it?
还是离神越来越远？
Or have we drifted farther away from God?
我们要求神拉我们。
So let us ask God to draw us out.
然后呢？问问神，神啊，你要我在旁边要拉谁？
And to ask God, who do you want us to draw out of the water?
未来十天你会在这边认识很多属灵的朋友。
And so in the next days, we will be able to meet many spiritual friends.
求主帮助我们能够建立美好属灵的情谊。
And so that may God help us so that we can have grow the spiritual bond.
也为这几天的学习来祷告。
And let us also pray for our learning in these next couple days.
也为这个 IYF 来祷告。
And let us pray for IYF.
求神给我们有健康的身体。
That may God give us a healthy body.
还有呢，还有美好的天气。
And good weather.
透过这十天呢，我们可以得到美好的回忆。
And so these 10 days, we'll have to have good memories.
那现在呢，我们要一同来祷告。
So now we're going to kneel down and pray.
大家可以尽量跪到前面来，或者走到。
And let us move to the front to pray, or you can pray in this way.
祷告求圣灵带领。与我们同在。
And let us pray that the Holy Spirit can guide us and bind us.
我们也请在座的长执传道来协助按手祷告。
And we ask pastors and elders to come and lay hands.
一起出来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.